Fawaz Jerjas is professor of Middle Eastern Studies and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College. He has viewed the latest bin Laden video as well as the earlier ones. Professor Jerjas, what, if anything, do you see that's new in this new video?
Well, I mean, most of the themes in the new videotape are basically old themes but with new nuances. There are three major themes. The first one is the notion that this is not a war against terror networks and terrorism, as the Bush administration has stressed, but rather it's a clash of cultures and a clash of civilizations. The second critical point is that bin Laden not only acknowledges his use of terrorism in the service of politics, but also wraps it in religious cloth.
Yes, he calls it, is it blessed terrorism?
Absolutely, and in particular, not only he wraps it in religious cloth, he links terrorism, his use of terrorism, to America's support for Israel. He says, our terrorism against America is blessed terrorism. To stop the unjust from their injustices, it is for America to stop supporting Israel, which is killing our children.
Now, Professor Jerjas, when he says that, we're hearing it in translation, you're hearing it in Arabic initially, is he using the same word for terrorism that President Mubarak might use when he decries what Egyptian Islamic Jihad did, or when the U.S. statements are translated into Arabic?
Robert, this is a highly critical point. While the United States and Egypt are saying that terrorists do a great deal of harm to civilians, he's saying on the contrary. The Al-Qaeda's type of terrorism is a terrorism that is designed to fight injustices, while America's terrorism is designed to harm civilians and humiliate Islam and Muslims.
And in Arabic, he is using the very same word.
Al-Irhab uses the word Al-Irhab, which means terrorism.
Now, you say there's a third theme that's worked in this video.
What's also revealing, and this is bin Laden, for the first time, indirectly takes credit for the 1998 bombing of the U.S. embassies in East Africa. And here, before, he used to say, we incited al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab means the Muslim youth, the Arab youth, and they basically launched the attacks because of his incitement. Now, he shifts gears and he says, and I'm quoting, when the brothers basically refers to his followers, when the brothers, may God accept them as martyrs, blew up less than 2 tons, and he's talking about the U.S. embassies in East Africa, America said, this is a terrorist strike. This is a weapon of mass destruction. But for America to use 2 bombs, each weighing 7 million grams, is all right. And he compares his own brand of terrorism with that of America's bombing of civilians and dropping weapons as big as 7 tons each.
What do you make of the portion of the video where bin Laden is quoted, as I've simply read in his story about it, that the people who carried out the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were, quote, just 19 high school students, may God accept them as martyrs, who shook America?
Well, I think this is the theme, again, very consistent in bin Laden's rhetoric, in particular in his earlier recruiting tapes, which are really fascinating and telling. He talks about what he used to say is that, listen, Osama bin Laden did not basically invest, did not recruit, did not himself participate in terrorism, but rather his message resonates in the minds and imagination with many Arab and Muslim youth. And these youth are fired up, and basically they rise up to defend their religion and their honor and their countries.
Fawaz Jerjas, thank you very much for talking with us.
Pleasure.
Fawaz Jerjas is author of America and Political Islam, Clash of Cultures or a Clash of Interests.